Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
And Fiona Catchpole is with us. How are you, Fiona?
I'm very good, yeah. Thank you.
Are you enjoying being back in Spain?
I am, because it's a bit warm, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you're a Leicester girl now, aren't you?
I am. So, I'm so getting into it. I was going to ask you, though, what was it about Leicester in the olden days? Were they just very... needed a lot of guidance from your man above, because every corner there's a church.
Is there really? Yeah.
I can't believe how many churches there are in such a small square. Place.
Yeah, there is a lot in Leicester. Yeah, you're right. Derby's got quite a few as well. Maybe it's an East Midland thing. I don't know. Maybe we need help there.
Yeah.
Are you settling in? Can you get the accent as well?
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm getting my Brummie accent back.
All right. Is that coming back? Yeah, because you've been hanging around your family.
Yeah. So I'm pop over to Solihull from Sam Posh at the weekend.
I always used to call it Solihull. Yeah. And then I spoke to somebody the other day who was there and they said Solihull.
Solihull.
It was from Solihull. Because that is really kind of the posh end of Birmingham, isn't it?
It is, because we're equidistant to Warwickshire and Stratford as well.
Right. Okay. So you were telling me the other day about this app that is great for parents, and I like the sound of this app.
It's a genius. Well, the dad himself is being called, it's a stroke of genius, really. And it's an app that you have sitting in the background on your child's phone, and if you've been sending them messages and they're not answering, it locks the phone.
Wow.
So they can't use their phone until they reply to you.
That's
my first.
So you can send a message to them, say like tidy your bedroom up, and then if they don't respond, then the phone doesn't work.
That's right. And I've just picked up the name of the app here. It's called Reply ASAP.
Yeah.
When the parent sends their teen a text, the app freezes the phone and even sounds an alarm if the phone is on silent, forcing your child to answer you if they want access back to their phone.
That will make teenagers talk again to their parents.
Yes.
You know, instead of just grunting. So,
That was...
That's a great idea, isn't it?
That's a cool tech thing that I discovered.
I want one that locks the iPad until the child's done what you want them to do.
Okay.
Because I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because my Melissa, she loves her iPad, and she goes on there, plays games, and she reads on there and stuff. So she does some good stuff on there. Mm. Or she'll watch YouTube, some of the kiddie stuff. But I want her to tidy her bedroom up, because... her bedroom was a mess this morning. I cleaned the house and her bedroom was a mess.
She's just going to love sharing that with everybody.
So I want to be able to lock up the iPad until I say that the bedroom has been tidied and she can use it again. So,
well, I guess you could activate a voice control password, or it could you could put your parental control overriding password on there or something.
Oh, right, of course, that sort of
thing. Or if you did it as your voice control, then nobody could actually unlock it.
Unless she's stalking around trying to be like me, saying hello.
Right. She might learn a new skill of comedy, mimicking
impressions,
voices.
But what else is going on in the Facebook world? Facebook's changed. Last time you told me Facebook had changed, and they changed the logo a little bit, but not a lot, didn't
they? That's interesting. Yeah. You should spot that, right?
Because I did spot it.
When I spoke to you, we were expecting some big changes very soon, and not a lot has actually happened on this side of the pond, even in the UK. I'm not hearing anything. I was on a call the other day with a Facebook expert, and they said in the States they have had the visual change, so it's all very white
and
bright.
It's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Groups are going to be very front and centre. That's the only thing that's changed on my app at the moment. is when you go into the group tab, that's kind of laid out a little bit
differently. What's the group tab?
Well, if you're on Android, you've got the hamburger menu. You know, offense to vegetarians, but that's just what it's called. I don't know if you know that.
And I'm on iPhone, so I don't really know.
You get three on an iPhone as well. You get three lines. That's called a hamburger menu.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's the
You're making me feel hungry. Hamburger
international
menu.
Standard of this three.
Oh yeah, they do it on lots of websites, don't they?
Yeah, okay, so it's called a hamburger menu.
I didn't know that. I live every day's a school though.
If you click on that, somewhere you will see inside their groups.
So my right hand side button there. At the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Inside there, you should see a heading that says groups.
Groups. Yeah.
Yeah. If you clicking tap on that. That
yeah.
Then what you might see now
lots of Derby County stuff
is a feed. It's a feed of all the groups that you're a part of.
Lots of Derby stuff.
Yeah. And now previously when you tapped on that, you got the list of groups that you were a member of.
Right.
But what they've done now is they've created a feed of all your group activity.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So
I quite like that. That's I didn't see that was even there. That's new, yeah.
The next move from the consumer point of view, which is interesting to do with this whole transparency thing as well, is members of groups can be targeted by advertising. That's going to be rolling out soon. Now, that hasn't been permitted before.
I do not like that. So in other words, they see that I'm a member of a Derby County group and they can target me with Derby County merchandise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's happening. There's still this whole, the future is private.
Yeah. Unless you're in a group, of course.
Yeah, unless you're in a group.
We had this big debate the other day about how, what we were talking about, how we are not allowed to have anybody's email on record and we have to shred every bit of paper with anybody's email on because of data protection rules. And yet these companies can just give our information out, sell it worldwide.
What they say, though, is they don't actually give the email. They cloak it and they what's called hash it.
Yeah.
So I could, for example, if I had an email database list, I can go into my Facebook Advert Manager and I can import that list, give it to Facebook, and out of that list they will tell me how many of them match a Facebook account.
Wow.
They don't tell me which of those emails.
Oh, okay.
So that's how they get over the GDPR rulings, okay? We're still very naughty.
Yeah, they know how to do it, don't they?
But they're supposed to be telling members of the public now more often how they are using your data.
Yeah.
You'll see that popping up a lot at the moment. They'll be notifying you, would you like to know why you're seeing this ad and stuff like that. They are literally just doing it to cover their backsides. Because of all the issues that they've had. It doesn't really make that much difference. You're still being targeted, you're still being tracked, but they're just going to be telling you a little bit more about how and when, and also you're off Facebook activity. So they're supposed to be explaining that to you, but it still brings that big conspiracy thing. You know, there's an article by somebody that says, is Facebook spying on me? Yes.
Well, the thing as well is that I noticed I was looking up stuff on Google and then I was getting the adverts for it on Facebook.
Yes.
So what I've done now is I've got onto DuckDuckGo.
Yes, yes.
And also what I like about DuckDuckGo, and I don't know if you like to say this or not, but yeah, maybe you are. There's certain sites that will give you some free content for a while, like a news content.
Yes.
And they track your cookies so they know that you've used up. But with DuckDuckGo,
you can go back
and look at all the free content again.
Yes.
So it's a little sneaky.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah.
That's
do you like that?
I like that one. I'm going to put that on the list.
So because there's one particular, I won't give the name, there's one Spanish news website.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you so much free stuff. And then they obviously know you've used up your limit. But if you go on DuckDuckGo, they don't know you've used up your limit.
You can also go in incognito on, but that's not as easy. But using something like DuckDuckGo, that's a good idea, actually. So there's all sorts of... the latest thing now that popped up this morning, and apparently it was also like the BBC that got the scoop on this as well, but the US are going to be demanding social media details from visa applicants.
Oh, right.
So if you want to go and work or live in the US, they want to know what you've been up to on social media
before they let you in.
But when you look at Trump, would they let him back in the country?
I'm saying nothing, man. I'm staying well out of it. But what's I going to say? Well, I'm not sure we'll let you in there. You've noticed you had the weekend away in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Look at you, drinking there a lot as well.
Yeah.
You know, lots of drinking going on, riding a booking bronco.
You seem to know quite a lot of details.
I've never ridden a booking bronco in the Beaver, Fiona. That was purely a rumour. what they're going to know?
I don't know, but yeah, so that's where it's moving.
I'm always
at
surprised
the moment.
By the amount of people that forget that their Facebook pages may be accessible by lots of people. So you're going for a job interview somewhere and you've got these photos that you may not want your future employer to see.
Yeah.
But it's all there.
I mean, yeah, that is all public, you see. And then the other side of it is this whole encryption thing. So you'll hear people talk about WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger being end-to-end encrypted.
Yeah.
And that basically means that only the people that are involved in the message can actually see it. But then you've got everything else is public on your Facebook. So that's...
Yeah.
It means... With the encryption that governments can't spy on the messages in theory as well, and you shouldn't get adverts popping up after you've just been talking to somebody about a particular subject. But I still see it happening. I hear people say, you know, they're listening to you as well.
Well, did you hear about the Amazon thing last week?
No.
They said that some Amazon employees were caught listening to people via Alexa.
Oh, right.
And there was one incident where there was a sexual assault taking place and they didn't report it to the police, and Amazon knew about it because they were but they were saying that they don't listen in, but they have, but Alexa responds to, like Siri responds to the name. So at some point they must have detection, and they were saying that they're able to listen in. That's pretty scary. Now for me, I said, you know, it'd be like what we're watching tonight, Love, EastEnders of Coronation Street, and each of me winning Britain's Got Talent. So I don't know if they're going to really find my conversation I'm not Alexa, but I've got Siri. But that was quite scary that Amazon actually admitted it as well.
Well,
they admitted it.
Yeah. I suppose if they hadn't, it would have been worse.
So. But they say that they listen to a select few, and I'm like, I don't like the idea of this at all.
Yeah.
Where's it all going to end?
Yeah, well, we'll have to see because, you know, it's also this merging of what they're calling it, transhuman as well, where... AI meets humans, and
Will Smith will sort it out.
We'll leave it to him. And the only other thing, I mean, obviously, is if Facebook aren't big enough already, they're infiltrating, and obviously WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger, your Facebook.
Because WhatsApp's owned by Facebook, isn't it?
They are now launching a global coin cryptocurrency.
So, like. Bitcoin and
stuff like that. So some companies get payouts from Facebook for a bit like with YouTube, you know, so like if you put a popular video on.
Somebody clicks on a link.
They can put adverts in that video, and then you actually get a profit share from YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, you can actually earn money from Facebook doing something similar now, but will they be paying you in their cryptocurrency that you can then only spend with them?
Might not be worth much, although it may go up in value because some people bought bitcoins.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a country that got some bitcoin. Police confiscated the bitcoins off them, and it went up in value, and it paid for like the whole budget of the police for the year or something like that.
Crikey.
It's just. It's frankly, that's the way it's all going to end. It really is. But they seem to be quite monopolising everything. And Apple, even today, are announcing that they're going to be doing this music streaming and content more like Spotify and Netflix, taking on Netflix as well. So there's a whole...
And Facebook still wants to be the next YouTube, and it hasn't quite conquered that. They've tried it a few ways as well with Facebook Watch. You know, and it is, you know.
I'm watching more videos on Facebook now than I used to.
That's what their intention is as well. And they say that video is the most most promoted kind of content. So they're always trying to get businesses content creators to create videos.
You watch an inspirational video or something, it comes up, this guy who's just done something really amazing. And then it rolls on to the next video automatically, and you sit there for 10-15 minutes watching these videos going around. And
each time you do that, you're then available for advertising targets. That's something
people
don't know.
I'm just a sitting duck, aren't I? Unless I'm on DuckDuckGo. We ought to get this show sponsored by DuckDuckGo.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else, Fiona, to that?
No, that was quite a lot, actually. Yeah, we went through quite quickly,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah. So, we covered it all. We covered it all.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, so just watch yourselves, really.
Yeah. Now, if anybody wants any help, because I know you're still in Spain and you're working with people in Spain and you're back in the UK as well, how can they get some help from you?
If they go to Facebook, they can go to my Facebook page. So that would be facebook.com/AskCyberGran.
Yeah.
Or Fiona Gadwell.
And I've got to say, Fiona's helped us out no end with our church website, so thank you.
Yes, we're going to finish that off tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, hopefully get to...
You're going to press the right buttons this time, aren't you?
She's trying to teach me technology, and here I am with like three or four computers in front of me, and I don't know much about technology, but there you go. Thank you, Fiona, as always.
You're
welcome. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.